now.
Right.
Talk Shoe.
Recorded live.
I used to feel down, but I hit the ground running.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Aftershock Pro Wrestling Talk Show. This is one of the more unlucky shows we've had so far on Friday the 13th. Not starting off great, but as always, I am your host, Sean Wolford, joined by Mr. George Jones. George, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good. I hope you guys are all right.
I'm good myself. And Kyle, yourself?
I've been better, but I'm ready to talk wrestling.
Well, let's just let people know what's coming up this week's show. We have all the latest WWE and TNA news, including what went down on last night's Impact and a TNA Sacrifice pay-per-view preview from the pay-per-view, which goes down this weekend, I believe, live on pay-per-view. But let's jump in straight away to this week's WWE news. First off, we have John Morrison underwent neck surgery this past week, and the recovery time is only 4 to 6 weeks, which is older than John Cena and many other superstars have had in the past presence. Is this WWE rushing Morrison back too quickly? I want to ask you that, George, first.
Yeah, I would say they are. The problem is the roster is so short now that because of the injury similar to what happened to Cena and Edge, it's basically they're just thinking they can get by as quick as possible. 4 to 6 weeks shows that there is a weakness on the roster, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting one that they're rushing him back. I mean, it could be that his body's just able to heal better than others has done in the past. But, I mean, Carl, what's your thoughts on this story?
I definitely think that it sounds like they're rushing it a little bit. I mean, I know it's not as serious as, you know, some of the other neck injuries that we've seen with, like, John Cena and even especially, like, Edge. But, I don't know, 4 to 6 weeks seems a little short for a surgery on the neck, even though, like I said, it wasn't too serious. But, like you pointed out, though, the roster is depleted and WWE needs some names.
Yeah, it's interesting that they're bringing him back so quickly after, you know, this is some serious neck injury. And, I mean, I've been in and out the hospital this past couple of weeks, and I'm telling you, it's not easy to recover from, and that's only from some minor stuff. So they're clearly rushing him quite quickly to get in and on with it, but it'll be interesting to see where it goes. My other story in what's been a really slow week for WWE news is Stone Cold Steve Austin being advertised for June 13th Monday Night Raw. As far as I believe, it's a 3-hour Raw special, which, yeah, is boo-hoo for me personally, but I believe it's going to mark the end of Tough Enough, well, this season's Tough Enough, and decide who wins. I mean, guys, what do we think about it ending Tough Enough on a 3-hour Raw? Do we like the idea or not? George?
Yeah, it's not too bad. It hypes up the importance of WWE consider Tough Enough. I think it's good. The way Tough Enough has gone so far, there's only a couple people that look like they're going to be clear winners. There's a guy called Luke that was favourite at the beginning. He seems to have gone backwards a bit. The guy that's favourite for the moment is a guy called Martin, and he seems to be top of it, top of all the challenges at the moment. I think whoever wins is going to get a lot of heat from the bat, though. They hate wrestlers that haven't like sort of worked their way up as such. I don't know what you guys think of that comment.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get on to what our thoughts and opinions of the show in general are in a minute. But I think, as you said there, that they aren't going to be very much liked in the back, just because of the way they've come in sort of through. But I do feel the team of Booker T and, you know, Trish Stratus and I can't remember the other guy.
Bill DeMott,
that's it. They do seem to be working them really hard and, like, just showing them that the way to get into the WWE isn't as going to be as easy as you hoped. We had to go through, you know, like, insane amounts of schedule and stuff. You're not going to be able to just prance around in here and, you know, go straight into the show. But, I mean, Carl, what's your thoughts on WWE doing Tough Enough Final Edition on a live 3-hour Raw?
I don't have too much of an issue with it. It makes sense, you know, I mean, to get these people on mainstream TV. But plus, I mean, if it's a 3-hour Raw, those things are hard enough to fill. So if anything, it'll be a time filler. We'll get to see Stone Cold hit a stunner.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Can I say something else?
Yeah, go for it.
That Raw is going to be a go-home Raw for the Capital Punishment pay-per-view from the Verizon Center at Washington, D.C. That will go out on June the 19th. So I wonder if for some or another, that will obviously be feature a lot of the feuds. I don't know. Like, I just hope that they don't give away too many matches at that show that has been on Raw recently.
Sorry, do we have a caller there? According to my thing here, that we are getting a call. If you're there on the line, would you like to what name and where you're from? Going once, going twice, going three times. Oh, looks like it's a gone. But anyway, let's get back onto Tough. I mean, guys, what do we think of the show in general? Have we liked what it is? Personally, for me, the show has just been carried on Stone Cold Steve Austin's back. As good as it is, without him, you know, I think it's just, if you take him out the show, you'd actually see how bad the show really is. I mean, I don't like Booker T's training. I'm not a big fan of Bill DeMott. Trish Stratus is all right, but the thing is, I really don't see a woman even making the final, and I know that might sound sexist, but they just don't. The people they've selected have been very funny. They don't seem like they're all. I mean, they all have different personalities, but they just. Many of them don't actually seem like they've really taken this seriously. I mean, that Eric guy we had a few weeks ago, and he was just sort of strolling in here, and, oh, you know, I'll make my way through, hopefully get somewhere from it. You know, I don't know what you think, but Carl, why don't you give your opinions on the show in general?
I really haven't been into it too much, to be honest with you. I don't know. It's just besides watching Stone Cold, and I do actually like watching Bill DeMott, but other than watching like Stone Cold and him work with a guy that really doesn't interest me at all, and I don't think it's as any good as it was back, you know, a few years back when he had the original series.
George, why don't you give your thoughts on this Tough Enough?
I think the main thing that's been good about the show has been Austin. Austin has cut numerous promos that have been like really, really funny. And I think he's sort of leading the show. Bill DeMott was started off as a bully early on. He's then obviously got better and better and better. I just think the whole thing with the show is it's quite rushed though. They seem to cram so much into an hour. But no, it's not too bad. It's watchable. But I wouldn't say I have to watch it every week.
I mean, do we think that it's going to get another season? I mean, the ratings have been very up and down, is what I've noticed. You know, the first couple of episodes were really high, and then it's gradually increased, and it's got sort of a, like, average just over what TNA is getting, but it's staying at that. I mean, what do you think, George? Do you think we'll see another series?
It's only there. It's only made a comeback, like, sort of this year, because the whole Ultimate Fighter thing in UFC, that type of TV seems to be popular at the moment. I guess it's down to the ratings, really. What usually happens to these Tough Enough stars is they usually win the contest and are never seen again. Although The Miz, John Morrison, is probably an exception to the rule, I would say. But I can't see this current bunch going on to be stars immediately. I think it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of character building.
Yeah, I don't know who's... I mean, if they... By the looks of things, Martin looks like the guy who's going to win it at the moment. But it's just like, do you really see him getting into the WWE and becoming a main event star? I mean, you see the intro and it's like images of Stone Cold Steve Austin, Cena, you know, The Rock, etc., all these big name stars. I just don't see that Martin guy being it. I mean, Carl, what's your thoughts on this?
I think they'll definitely have a season two. I mean, the ratings have dropped off since the premiere, but they've stayed steady, and their replays are getting about the same as TNA Impact, so, and their first run is getting about 2.5 million viewers a week in the States. So I think they'll definitely at least give it a season two a go. We'll see what happens after that.
We've got another, get the guy calling back in, I believe. I'm going to just bring him on the air here. Hi, caller, you're on the air with Sean, Kyle, and George. Name and where you're from, please. Caller, going once, twice, three times, gone. Sorry about that.
Move on.
Yeah, well, it's been a strange week in WWE because that's really the only main stories that have come out. There's been from a few side ones, but nothing of main importance.
You've got to look at it like this, though. Considering we're about 2 weeks away from a pay-per-view, it's got to be one of the worst weeks of WWE I've seen. Raw was almost unwatchable at times this week. I don't know what you guys thought of it.
Oh, Raw was dreadful this week. I just did. Yeah, I mean, I watched it in parts, to be honest, and I just, nothing was really significant to me. There's nothing, you know, that stood out to me. It was just a very dull show, and this pay-per-view to me.
The good things about it for me, really, were Del Rio. He was hilarious, and R-Truth's promos. Those were the only two good things about the show. I don't mean to be negative. It just seemed to lack anything, any interest. Now The Rock's gone. It's gone back to just its usual.
Yeah, I mean, I think when the Rock's kind of interfered in the wrong time, you know, when you've got a B pay-per-view coming up after another B pay-per-view, especially Over the Limit, and it's just not working for me. You know, I think The Rock sort of interfered from any storylines that were going to be made. I mean, Carl, are you looking forward to the pay-per-view, or is it a no show for you either?
So far, I'm not really looking forward to it. I mean, we were talking about this on our show on a site yesterday. I actually thought TNA Impact was more interesting than Raw this week, which doesn't happen very often for me. It just fell flat, other than, you know, watching R-Truth cut down the three gentlemen in the ring. I really didn't have any interest in Monday's show, and I really don't think the build-up's been that great so far. I mean, we got an I Quit match with another rematch with The Miz, and we got more Jerry Lawler and Michael Cole.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting one there. You know, you have the more rematches. I just find it frustrating that we still keep getting these same old matches being repeated and repeated. But anyway, guys, let's move on to my TNA stories for the week. First off, on this past week's TNA Impact, we had the return of Chris Harris. I know, George, you wanted to talk a little bit about this. Just so people who haven't seen it, he returned as Matt Hardy's mystery tag team partner. George, what were your thoughts on him returning?
Yeah, it's good to have him back, although the way they gave him away, Impact, for these guys that haven't seen it, is basically a show of reveals. They had three reveals they could have potentially gave away at the pay-per-view. They've gave away all three on Impact. Matt Hardy was going on pretty much about how him and his partner were the greatest tag team, blah, 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 blah. Then they confronted him and said, was it Jeff? And it wasn't Jeff. And then basically Chris Harris just strolled out, which sort of went across the whole point of the promo. He looked really out of shape. He looked like he sort of hadn't lost any weight since he was in ECW. I don't know what Carl thought of this, because you probably saw the show as well.
Carl, if you're there, what were your thoughts on this?
I agree with you with giving it away. I think they should have saved that for the pay-per-view to see whether it was Jeff or not, because, you know, with the spoilers out 2 weeks in advance, everybody knew what the surprises were, at least that, you know, even cared. But I'm happy that he's back, only for the sake that if they do end up splitting beer money, I really want to see Robert Roode get a shot that, I think he's a rising star in the making. I would like to see him get a chance in the singles area, but even if it is at the expense of a great team like beer money.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to say here, we had three major storyline changes or like big name stars coming in or returning. I mean, I don't want to bring any more spoilers to the show, and we'll get on to another one later, but you first off had China returning. There wasn't really any build other than last week. You also had Chris Harris returning, as we did just mentioned, you know, fairly big star. And you had the network being revealed as, you know, Mick Foley. So it's just like, out of all the shows they've been doing, either do this at the pay-per-view or, you know, do a super show.
Sure.
Do it live. Yeah, go for it.
you've sort of got to look at it, hasn't it? If they would have had them as the reveals on the pay-per-view, you would have been disappointed if you paid for it. As much as I criticise that, they weren't big enough reveals to be on a pay-per-view. Would you agree with that? The only real big reveal for me was China coming back, but Mick Foley, it was pretty obvious, like weeks ago, like it was pretty common knowledge he was going to come back as a network. I just sort of think TNA were just sort of panicking. They tried to get a big rating. And although the main event was very good, it was a 25-man battle royal, which set up Ken Anderson as the new number one contender for the next event.
Yeah, I mean, they also... Yeah, go for it, Kyle.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just want to add a little bit more. Like, you know, we had the three reveals yesterday. They should have saved two of them for the pay-per-view. The only one that should have been on TV yesterday was China, because you're still going to get to see her in the ring at the pay-per-view. The other two aren't going to be... Chris Harris will be in the ring, but, you know, Mick Foley's not going to be in the ring, and I think it would have been cool to tease the Jeff Hardy and Chris Harris going into the pay-per-view. You're trying to buy, you know, get buys here. And one last note, you know, if you're going to be doing these big reveals like this, you shouldn't be taping it to the show 2 weeks in advance. You should set up a live impact and go for it.
You know, we had a big discussion last week on the show about how we booked the future of Impact and stuff, and we did say that, you know, you've got these up-and-coming, like, base brawl events and stuff. I mean, why didn't they film one of them live there? At least make it special, you know? What was special about that Impact? There was nothing. It wasn't live. It wasn't, you know, like, on pay-per-view. It wasn't out the venue. It was just a normal Impact. And if, you know, there was no build for it, really, that we got over here, or that there wasn't any adverts elsewhere, you know? Like, oh my God, you've got to see this. Look what's happening. It was nothing. It was just, next week they'll be revealed, bloody, bloody, blah. It's just really...
What made me laugh about Chris Harrison was, during the pay-per-view, they sort of teased that you only find out at Sacrifice, and then Matt Hardy goes, oh, I'm not going to tell you now, you'll have to wait. And that's when, you know, Chris Harris comes out, it sort of totally contradicts the whole point of the promo. Would you agree with that, Kyle?
It's silly booking, you know. It's silly decisions. I mean, Kyle, what's your thoughts on that?
I'm sorry, Kyle, for a minute. You're still talking about Chris Harris and how they should have set up for the pay-per-view, correct?
Yeah,
well, I absolutely agree. I mean, giving it away on the TV for free isn't going to get you anything at the pay-per-view. And really, Chris Harris, I mean, yeah, he's pretty well-known, but he's not that well-known. He's not a big, big name. So if you're going to tease him and split him between, you know, Hardy or Jeff Hardy and him, who's it going to be at the pay-per-view? I think that's a hell of a lot more interesting than, oh, hey, Chris Harris is back. You know?
I think George also mentioned there, Kyle, sorry, I think you missed it, but he said, Matt Hardy said, you'll find out at the pay-per-view, and then Chris Harris came out. It was a little bit silly, you know, contradicting himself. I don't know what you think about that, but do you agree?
I completely agree. That's just dumb booking right there.
Yeah, no, it's that's TNA overview. I mean, let's talk a little bit more about China also returning this week. You know, we noted this last week's show, which is silly again. You know, 2-3 weeks in advance, we're able to tell what's going to happen. I mean, were you impressed with the return, George?
No, not really. She didn't really say anything. I don't think she even spoke during the whole show. It was just average, really. I think the problem was, because everyone knew she was going to return, that it sort of didn't really hype up. Although the crowd on the show, I must say, were very loud. I don't know if that's just me that picked it up. You can ask Carl. That's the first time I've heard TNA actually have quite a lot of crowd noise during the show.
No, I completely agree. The crowd pop
we're losing.
For China, that doesn't happen very
often.
I've
been losing you a bit there.
But,
yeah, sorry, guys. I think the connection's a bit funny. Sorry there. I'll just mute George a second. Hang on. Sorry, what were you saying there, Kyle, about that? I just missed you there.
I was just saying that I was agreeing with George. I believe he said the crowd pop for China. I definitely heard it. The Impact Zone doesn't really get that loud anymore. They're burnt out. But they got a pop. They haven't seen China in a while. And I don't really think the debut was anything great, though. I mean, she didn't really, like George said, she didn't really say anything. She, you know, she did get a little bit involved, but I was just happy to see her. She, even though she doesn't look the way she exactly used to back, you know, when she was younger in WWE, you know, WWF, She looks like she's getting a little bit healthier than the last time I saw her on Dr. Drew's rehab show.
I mean, yeah, it's an interesting way that they've gone about things. I just find it disappointing that, you know, Chinatown's been spoiled like months in advance, but that's, well, not months, but weeks in advance. And that's just to silly decisions down to TNA. But, you know, there's not a lot you can do about it. My final story here, just on my card, is Impact the name change to Impact Wrestling. I mean, we did discuss this again last week, but I mean, are you guys pleased with this, George?
Yes, not too bad. I mean, the problem is though, they've just sort of got to make impact on it as such. Mind the pun. I think it'll be interesting to see what happens. I think the key thing with it is if next month it's back to TNA, it's gonna be a total waste of time. I don't know what you guys think.
I mean, sorry, I just missed that last there, but I think you were saying that they're going to need to focus on more on the impact than anything. Pardon the pun as well. But yeah,
can I add something as well?
Yeah, go for it.
I just hope Impact Wrestling is not the death of the X Division, because they're talking about more heavy hitting matches, more heavyweights as such, no more high flyer matches. I don't know what Carl and yourself think of that.
I wouldn't say that, in my opinion, sorry there, Carl, I'd just say that Impact to me doesn't really stand out as that it's going to affect anyone more than anyone else. So, for example, it's not going to affect the heavyweights more than it is going to affect the lightweights or the X Division. To me, that Impact just makes it like this is wrestling, more or less. Is it almost like that the Impact is the font you want for it to say wrestling? It's weird, but I think it could work. I mean, what were you going to say there, Kyle? Sorry.
I just think it's funny because WWE is going in the opposite direction. You know, TNA is going in one direction, and you know, according to Mick Foley's promo, they're going to push the wrestling again. And you know, it's not all about storylines, but they did kind of show us some wrestling. We did get a half an hour pay-per-view. Granted, it had 25 people in it, but if they really are doing this rebranding thing and going to push wrestling, then that's fine, but they need to do it. But if we, get Sacrifice is over and we go to Impact next week and we get, another Impact with 15 minutes of wrestling on it, then it's a joke. But, I mean, if they're really serious about rebranding, then they need to do it. They can't just do this for the sake of changing their name.
Yeah, I think they're going to need to actually stick with it. I just hope they don't start, for example, just do it one week and then, oh no, this isn't working, we're not getting any more buys or anything, let's turn it back. It's just slightly frustrating almost, and you kind of can guess that they may well do this. I mean, I wanted to ask you, have you seen the logo, Kyle? It's like they've changed it and it's like a blue. I mean, what's your thoughts on the logo?
I don't mind it. I mean, I think it's not bad. I don't know if they're going to change it anymore right now, because if anybody's been on the website, you notice the red TNA logo and then you got all the powder blue or whatever color that is. I think that kind of looks a little funny. But as for the new logo, though, I have no objections to it.
Yeah, I've not really got an issue with it. I just don't know whether mixing it in with the red as such is a good idea. But George, if you're still there, I think you are. What's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's pretty good that they're trying to give it a new image. What they've already done is when you type in Impact Wrestling on your internet browser, it will lead you back to TNAWrestling.com. So yeah, I think it's right. As long as this Impact Wrestling thing lasts for a while, it should be good. I just wonder if they're going to rename all the pay-per-views and stuff. And sort of, I just wonder whether they'll totally disown the whole TNA name.
I personally can't see them changing all the pay-per-view names, especially not the well-known ones. For example, Lockdown or Bound for Glory. Maybe the slightly smaller ones, Sacrifice ones and Victory Road possibly. But other than that, I think they're trying to avoid going around the WWE route, which they're also doing with changing the B pay-per-view names. But again, they also want to copy what they're doing. It's just that it's a funny, you've got to find that happy medium. I mean, Carl, do you think they might change the names of what's happening? Oh, well, the names of the pay-per-view, sorry.
No, I think the pay-per-views for the most part will stay the same. I think they're just trying to revamp Impact and push it as their marquee, event. I mean, TNA has always booked retarded. They always book their TV show before their pay-per-view. So they do backwards booking. I don't know. But as for name changes, I don't really see a whole lot more other than Impact for now.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting when we'll focus on this more in the coming weeks. But I think we'll wrap up the news segment here. Carl, would you mind if you could just phone in again? Your quality's gone again for quite a bit, if that's all right with you. We're going to cut to a commercial break and come right back with more of the Aftershock Wrestling Talk Show. Thanks, guys.
Stand there and shut up, because I've got a lot to say.
I am Bobby the Brain Heenan. Get it straight.
We're here making television history right now.
Now, for the first time ever released on DVD, the unprecedented collection of one of the greatest managers of all time in Bobby the Brain Heenan.
You know, I'm the kind of a man that doesn't like to be made a fool of. You listen to me, you go to the top.
From his dynamic relationship with Gorilla Monsoon.
Will you stop? Just wait a minute. We're on the air here.
What is this, a joke?
Yes, I know exactly what's going on here.
I had my dinner.
I don't, you're serious.
To Bobby's controversial time with WCW.
Someone please tell us what is going on, please.
Relive the most outlandish.
I'm on the television, try to catch me. There's a little much.
Witty.
Well, in Beverly Hills, I happen to know that my mailman right there is Hunchback. I'm just carrying my mail.
And unforgettable moments that has shaped the Brain's illustrious career. Bobby the Brain Heenan, available now.
We were out of time. No.
We are back here on the Aftershock Pro Wrestling Talk Show, where I am joined, as always, by Mr. George Jones.
Hi, how you doing?
Carl Patton. Guys, I want to welcome you back to the show. This hasn't been the best show because of issues with TalkShoe, but I want to just say to listeners, please stick with us. We are hoping to move to Shoutcast server, which is going to make the quality hopefully much, much better. That is in the coming weeks. I also want to give Carl the chance to plug his website. I don't know what his quality is like, but Carl, if you want, I'll do the Twitter and stuff. It's you can go to the website at www.ineedwrestling.com. It's exactly as it sounds. You can follow him on Twitter, or the website on Twitter even, which is I Need Wrestling. You can also search them in Facebook and like the page, a rapidly increasing page there. I think there are about 500, 600 likes there, which is phenomenal. And they also do audio. Carl, you and your team, as well as being on here, you do audio after every WWE and TNA pay-per-view and both flagship shows, including Raw and Impact, or now Impact Wrestling, sorry. You're going to have to change the name. But we are going to run down TNA Sacrifice, which takes place this weekend, live on pay-per-view. Guys, first off, are we looking forward to this pay-per-view? George?
Yeah, it should be good. There's some very, very interesting matches that are going to go ahead. I'm looking forward to giving my predictions. Let's get all right I can get it this time.
Yeah, let's see who can do the best out of the three of us. Carl, what are your thoughts on this, if you're with us?
I am looking forward to this. I hope you guys can hear me all right.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, that's much better.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to this pay-per-view. It actually, in my opinion anyway, hasn't been booked too poorly. And I know it's a little early for Over the Limit, but so far I'm looking forward to this a lot more than I am Over the Limit.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be an interesting pay-per-view, as I've probably said a million times now. But, yeah, I'd much rather watch this than Over the Limit at the moment. But first off, we have a tag team match on my card here between Mexican America and Inc. Personally, for me, this is just kind of thrown in there a little bit. I don't really want to see it, but I don't know what your guys' thoughts are on it. Why don't you go ahead, Kyle?
This definitely isn't a must-see match for me, but I don't know. This one I really have no interest in, I'll be honest, but just for the sake of predictions, I am going to go with Inc. because they've been on a short little run here.
And
I'm going to go for Mexican America. I think the reason why is Inc. sort of been on a push. I'm not too sure whether whoever wins the match at Big Money Inc., Matt Hardy and Chris Harris, if it's the faces that win. I don't think they'll have two faces against each other. I've got to be honest, the same as Carl, I'm not really looking forward to this match. The only good thing about this match is probably going to be Shannon Moore. He's a really good worker.
Yes, I suppose the match will be all right. You know, I think it'll be watchable. By no means match of the night. But, yeah, I look forward to it. I mean, I am going to go for Inc. as well, mainly because they've been on a better run than Mexican America have.
I just want to add real quick that I am picking Inc. and I'm sticking to it, but I think if TNA Smart, Mexican Americans win this match.
But because I'm smart, you've gone with Inc. Cool.
I think Inc.'s a safer bet, to be honest, but I'm going to stick out like a sore thumb and go Mexican America. I don't know, I'll probably be wrong, but I'll hit on it.
No, I mean, I just don't know. It can go either way, really. The next match on the card is Abyss versus Crimson. I don't know what you guys think about this match. To be honest, to me, I've tuned in and out of Impact over the last couple of weeks, as I mentioned before. This has been one of the more feuds I've missed from the stuff. But I don't know what you guys think about it. George?
This match has had a lot of build-up. As such, it's a huge build-up. I think that Crimson, at the moment, is on a huge push. He's still unbeaten. On this week's Impact, he beat Abyss and Samoa Joe in a handicap match, or like in a three-way match. I'm going to go for Crimson to win. I think the thing with Abyss, he's sort of not become, he sort of lost that character where he can actually like go hardcore as such. But no, it should be an interesting match. Although Abyss on paper should get some revenge, but I think Crimson is going to win.
I mean, for me, as I mentioned, I just want to throw this out here. But, you know, as someone who's tuned in and out of Impact of this last year or such, and I was a regular follower like years before, mainly before the Hogan Bischoff takeover. But since that's happened, I just feel Abyss is a silly, like he's almost become like Kane to me. You know, without the mask, he seems rubbish. But you know, Abyss just seems like a childish character to me, and he's just not interesting anymore. But, Carl, why don't you give your thoughts on the match? I'm going to go with Crimson as well, though.
I think TNA is going to stick with the, you know, his being unbeaten, his undefeated streak, so to say. I think they're going to stick with that. I think he's going to go over Abyss, and I think they're going to eventually go to a feud with Samoa Joe, which they already kind of have in a way, but I think it'll lead to that. Crimson, I definitely think, goes over Abyss. And as you said, with Abyss being kind of whatever it is, I kind of agree. I've lost interest in him over the last year or so.
I think what they'll do is at the next event, which is Slammiversary, based on what you said, maybe they'll have Samoa Joe, Abyss and Crimson in like a Monsters Ball match. I think that's quite likely after what you said.
Yeah, no, I agree. It could well be something like that. I mean, isn't Slammiversary where we have the King of the Mountain match? I mean, is there any chance they could be chucked in that? Or if they even do that anymore? I can't remember now. It's been a while since the last one. But that I remember seeing that in a Most Stupid Matches of All Time article somewhere. I can't remember. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I don't know. I definitely agree that they'll be in some sort of three-way in the next show. Just from what I've seen. But, I mean, let's move on to the next match on my card here, which is the TNA Knockouts Championship, and it's Sting versus Mickey James. George, why don't you give your opinions on the match and who you think will win?
This match is going to be for Tara's contract, because Madison's obviously got it. I just think it's so stupid. The booking for this match is awful. This is another pay-per-view that's gone head-to-head with the same two wrestlers. I just, from the whole booking perspective, Tara and Mickey James should hate each other, but they don't. I sort of think that Mickey James is going to win and free Tara, because Mickey James has just won the title. It would be stupid to give it back to Madison Rayne.
Yeah, it's silly booking again from TNA. We did have this on the last pay-per-view. Do we really need to see it again? I don't think so either. But, Carl, why don't you give your thoughts?
Well, I don't know if it was this show I talked about, but I absolutely think that it's silly because Tara, and Mickey James, like George said, are supposed to hate each other. They had a long feud in TNA. They've had a feud in WWE. And then all of a sudden, you know, Mickey James is throwing her a bone, shaking her hand, and all this stuff. As for wanting to see this match, I actually do kind of a little bit because we didn't really get to see a match at Lockdown. It was a jump the bell, it's over. You know, Mickey James was injured. But as for the match, for some reason I'm smelling a swerve here. I really hope I'm wrong. And I don't know. I have a feeling that Madison might win, but I'm still going to go with Mickey James because of what George pointed out. She hasn't had the title for very long.
So, yeah, we're all going for Mickey James. But I'll agree too. I just think, yeah, it's kind of a strange way. They could well give us a swerve, but, you know, it's unlikely. She hasn't had the title long enough to do so. But the next match on my card here is AJ Styles versus Tommy Dreamer. Carl, why don't you go ahead and give your thoughts and opinions on this match here?
Well, first of all, I am not a fan of Tommy Dreamer anymore. I'm not a fan of his whole, this being owned by Bully Ray stuff. This match definitely needs to put AJ Styles over. I definitely think it will. It'll be a decent match. AJ is going to carry this thing, and I think AJ is going to easily win this match.
Yeah, I'm kind of bored of Tommy Dreamer as well. Now I don't really like why he was brought in the first place. But, you know, that's TNA again. Silly booking. We shouldn't have done it in the first place. But, George, who are you backing to win this match as too?
I'm not going to be honest with you, I'm going to be blunt. This match is so unnecessary. Surely it should be Bubba Ray Dudley versus AJ Styles. They've been feuding for the past, 2 months now. I don't know why they've got this match instead. I think AJ Styles is going to win, but I expect Bubba Ray Dudley and Tommy Dreamer sort of to tag up at the end and just, beat him up and bury him again. I don't know what you guys think of that view.
Cole, why don't you give your thoughts?
I'm sorry, you guys cut out.
Oh, sorry. Why don't you repeat what you just said?
I expect AJ Styles to win, but I think right at the end, Bubba Ray Dudley will come in and sort of team up with Tommy Dreamer and sort of they'll beat him down as such. I think that it should be Bubba Ray Dudley versus AJ Styles in this match, not AJ Styles versus Tommy Dreamer. The match hasn't really got any history. It's only had 2 weeks worth of feud. Do you agree with that?
I absolutely agree. And, they started it off, making us think that they're going to have this feud with Bully Ray and AJ going on, you know, with the whole powerbomb off the stage and injury stuff. And I just think that's kind of stupid now that they're throwing Tommy Dreamer in the way. I think it should be Bully Ray.
Yeah, I agree. It should really be Bully Ray in the match, but, you know, they just want to throw a swerve. But it's trying to get AJ on the card at least.
He's not even on the pay-per-view, though.
Mr. Anderson. Going down my card, it doesn't look like it either, and that was updated from the TNA website. You know, but you know, they may well throw him in at the end. You could see Bully Ray versus Mr. Anderson on some sort of match there, or possibly even, you know, they have the last pay per view, they did the pre show thing. I mean, it'd be a bit mad, but, you know, they may well do.
Else is missing. The Pope, Angelo De Niro, he's on the card.
He gets on my nerves. I don't like Pope. I find him so boring in whatever he does. It's just, I don't know what you guys think about the Pope, but I'm glad to see he's not on this pay-per-view. I'm just not a big fan of his work.
He's charismatic. Some of his promos are quite funny. His work rate is pretty bad, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't say his work's... Yeah, it's just... I don't know. It's. I think the gimmick that doesn't work for me, the whole the Pope is pimping and stuff like that. But, you know, there's other stuff I could complain about. You know, WWE right now. Right here, right now.
Should we go back to the event?
Yeah, right here. We'll go back to the event. You know, the next match on my card here is, I believe, Max Buck versus Kazarian for the X Division Championship. Should be a good match, actually. I'm looking forward to this one. I kind of was confused at the last show why they made Max Buck the winner of the X Division Escape match, but I can see them Max Buck actually taking the title for some reason. And what's your guys' thoughts on the show? On the match, Kyle?
I don't know. They really haven't built this match up too much for me to be interested in. I think the match is going to be good, but you really haven't heard anything about this in a while, at least unless I missed something. But as for the match itself, Kazarian's good in the ring. Max Buck is definitely not bad. I think they'll be entertaining and put on your typical X Division match. As for who comes out on top, I'm still going to stick with Kazarian. I could see Max Buck taking it, but I'm going to stick with Kazarian on this one.
I just want to mention here, someone in our chat room is actually saying, related to the Pope, what we're saying is apparently he's actually teasing leaving TNA,
yeah.
Which is interesting. I did not know about that. But anyway, back to the match. Why don't you give your thoughts, George?
I'm going to go for a Kazarian win. I think it's good that they're sort of built up Max Buck as a number one contender, but I just think Kazarian's got too much, really. I think Kazarian's in a much higher position on the card than Max Buck. This match should be good, though. Hopefully, it'll have a lot of spots in. I do admit, I do like Kazarian's finisher, though. It really is awesome.
Yeah, I think... I don't know where this is going to be on the card. I'm predicting one of the first off. I'd like to actually see it moved. I mean, when's this? So, do you know the Destination X pay-per-view where it's going to be even? I think there's rumored at one point they were bringing back the World X Cup. Does anyone know?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I can find out.
Yeah, I think it's sometime in the coming months. But could you see them building up that pay-per-view around Max Buck? That was what I was going to throw out there. I mean, from now on, like...
I don't see it. I think they should keep it. I think they should keep on Kazarian for now. I don't know if they could build Max Buck around that. I mean,
Sorry.
Destination X will take place July the 10th.
That's not too far away.
And that's unfortunately from the world-famous place, the Impact Zone.
Oh, yay. I can't wait for that show.
I wonder if they'll charge or if it's free.
Oh, great. I'm so staying up till 1 in the morning to watch that pay-per-view from the Impact Zone. Oh, do it somewhere else.
Smell the bar rates now. I can smell them already.
you can, actually, you know. I can smell them right here, right now, actually, if you want to ask me. But, yeah, let's move on to the next match. TNA Tag Team Championships on the line. It's Matt Hardy and, as we mentioned above or earlier even, his mystery opponent, which was revealed on this past week's Impact, Chris Harris versus Beer Money. Guys, thoughts on this match? Let's chuck it at George.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good match. Although Chris Harris hasn't worked for a while, I think it should be very, very interesting. I'm going to go for Beer Money for the win, though. I think it will be quite close, though. I'm just interested to see how the combination of Matt Hardy and Chris Harris work together. Considering they've never been built as a team, it's going to be very, very interesting. They should definitely have left that as a surprise on the pay-per-view. It would have shocked a lot of people. I don't think a lot of people would have guessed. But as I pointed out last week, I didn't reveal that it was going to be Chris Harris. It was common knowledge.
I'm actually going to say that Hardy and Harris are going to win this one. One, I don't think they want to try and ruin his comeback straight away. And two, there's been rumors and stuff that Robert Roode's going to go for a singles title run. So that's mainly why I'm going to say that. But Carl, why don't you give your thoughts?
Well, I I think this is going to be a good match. It's going to be entertaining. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm interested to see how Chris Harris does. I haven't seen him wrestle in quite some time. And I really do feel that we're eventually going to get, you know, either a rehash of America's Most Wanted or something splitting up Beer Money. I just don't think it's going to happen this early. Not yet. I'm going to pick Beer Money. I think eventually that'll happen, but I think, I don't know. I think if TNA's smart, they hold off just a tiny little bit. I think Beer Money wins.
Yeah, it's strange to see what happens, but you know, you never know really. My next match on the card, this is the second to last on my card, is China's Wrestling Return, which is Kurt Angle and China versus the Jarretts, i.e. Kurt Angle, i.e. Jeff Jarrett and
Karen Jarrett.
Karen Jarrett, that's it, my mind's gone blank there. Guys, are we looking forward to this match? Personally, me? No, not really. I see mostly that, well, my guess is that Kurt and Jeff Jarrett will do most of the work as usual, maybe a little bit from China and Echo later on in the match, but I don't really see much. As to winning, I think Kurt Angle's going to win this one, actually. Or Kurt Angle and China. No, end this feud. I mean, have they announced China's on a proper deal now? I know from last week she was still on a sort of pay-as-you-go deal. I still think that's going on, if I'm correct. Is that?
As far as I can tell, it'll probably be a one-off appearance. I don't think she's signed to a long-term contract. I don't think they're going to take that much of a risk. It's going to be interesting to see how she copes in the ring. She probably hasn't done any wrestling for a while.
Yeah, but neither is Karen, so I don't know how it's going to work.
If they could just let Jarrett and Angle do the majority of the work, it should potentially be a good match. They almost pretty much killed each other at lockdown. I think it's going to be good, but I'm going to go for both the Jarretts to win. I think Kurt Angle will get screwed again somehow. I just think it's sort of this, for the last few months, every single time, Angle's never done quite enough. Depends. If they want to end the feud, Angle and China will win. But if they want to just sort of get everyone's backs up, both the Jarretts will win.
Yeah, I mean, the only other thing I'm just thinking of, you mentioned earlier, George, I think, that Slammiversary is coming up. Could we see, and that, I think, from my memory, that tends to be like Jeff Jarrett's signature pay-per-view, or that's the one, mainly because that King of the Mountain match. I mean, could there be Angle finally gets his victory, but it's signified by it being at his signature pay-per-view? I don't know. I'm just chucking that out there. But, you know, it could well happen. Carl, why don't you give your thoughts?
I definitely think Jeff Jarrett and Kurt Angle are going to carry this match. I mean, I have no idea what kind of work China's been doing lately. But they'll carry the match. Karen can't wrestle. We all know that. You know, you're going to see China get a spot or two, maybe even scoop slam Jeff or something. I am hoping to God, I've been praying for this for about 3 months now, that this feud ends here. I'm sure it's not going to because it's not a singles match. But I'm going to pick that Kurt Angle actually gets a win here with China.
I've just looked down my cards here. I've actually missed out.
Enough match.
Brian Kendrick and versus Robbie E. That shows you how important to me that
I forgot about that.
Yeah. To be honest, it's one of those ones just thrown in there. Guys, why don't you give your thoughts briefly? Carl?
Absolutely. It's going to be a terrible match. I'm going to go with Robbie E because TNA has a hard-on for him.
This is a PG show, you know. You got to keep it.
That's PG. Yeah, I didn't say anything.
No, I know, I know. I could also, I'll lend you some of China's latest work. It's quite good. It's they're not for your age of PG, but you know the DVDs you might find interesting, Carl. No, but moving on. George, your thoughts on the match?
Yeah, I'm gonna go for Robbie E. I don't think this would be very good. Surely, as I said, surely this match should have been dropped, and it should have been, as we said earlier, Bubba Ray Dudley versus Mr. Anderson. That should have been instead of this match. I don't understand what this match has got a purpose. Has this match even got a feud? I don't remember them like sort of mentioning anything on Impact about this.
No, I don't believe it was mentioned on what I watched.
Last time I saw Frank Kendrick, he was sort of there nodding his head. sort of laughing at Hulk Hogan when they painted on Hulk Hogan's car, who's next, pretty much, just for a joke. I don't understand how this is going to fit into the event. It's going to be all right, but I would guess Robbie E, with help from Cookie, will get a victory here.
I just want to ask, why is Brian Kendrick, you know, he does this sort of gimmick of where he is doing yoga and stuff all the time. Why is doing yoga meant to make you a complete freak? Because, you know, it's done by quite a lot of people, as far as I know. It doesn't make you a freak automatically just because you do yoga, as far as I know. I mean, does anyone want to say anything else about that? But
I just sort of think with Kendrick, though, he's got a lot of potential. He used to be such a good wrestler in Ring of Honor, with particularly Paul London. Some of the matches they have were like 5-star. It's just a shame to see him in such a low place in the card. He really needs to go on and be a serious wrestler. I think the heel turn would be good for him. Sort of, if they actually pushed him and give him a chance, he'd be good. He's never really achieved anything in WWE. I just don't know what he's doing. I guess at least he's on the card.
Well, yeah, going back to that Destination X pay-per-view, could we see him do something there? Well, possibly, but you know, never ever know with TNA. But let's go on to the final match of the evening, which is TNA World Heavyweight title match, Rob Van Dam versus the champion, Sting. Guys, why don't you give your thoughts on the match, Kyle?
This should be decent. I don't know. I'm a big Sting fan, but he's well past his prime. Rob Van Dam is a spot monkey. It should be interesting, but I definitely think Sting's going to go over, because I definitely think it's going to be Mr. Anderson, Sting, and Slammiversary. It would only make sense with their little feud they've been going on, and Sting smashing his truck up, but then again, TNA is booking. But I'm going with Sting. I'm interested to see if this is really going to be the last match of the show. I bet it will be, but I don't know. I don't think this one's going to steal the show, but it'll be good.
Yeah, I mean, George, why don't you give your thoughts on the show?
Yeah, I'm going to go for Sting. The reason why I'm going to go for Sting is I don't think Van Damme's been built up enough. Van Damme also, I imagine, is going to be punished for what he done recently. Recently, he had a match with Abyss and he kicked out his two front teeth. He's quite a sloppy worker, really. He's a good, great worker, but he's very sloppy. I think he sort of, they won't trust him with the title again for a while. And I would say it would be Sting versus Mr. Anderson in the next event. I just hope this doesn't sort of carry on until next month.
I think with RVD, you said that he might be punished, but you know, I think he can work well. There's no doubt about it. But he does it when he feels like it. It's not a sort of, oh, we're at TNA, let's start working properly now. It's just, oh, I'm not feeling up to it today, so I won't give it my best. But also, do you think by making a RDV T-shirt available at shop.com, that's kind of a punishment already? Do you know what I mean? It's bad, but that is your card for the evening, guys. Any more thoughts and opinions on it?
When you say it like what it is, before you actually said what the matches were, I was really looking forward to it. But is it just me, or is it a really weak card? They sort of were building up. Sorry, carry on.
You know, I was looking forward to it as well more than I actually am now going through the card properly. It seems quite weak,
Do you not think that this card would have been stronger with the reveals they could have had? I just sort of think it would have made, not just the card, but it would have made it a lot more interesting. You'd have had to go out and buy the pay-per-view to get them free reveals. Whereas now, they haven't even mentioned how Mick Foley's going to fit into all this. I just think it's going to be just a basic pay-per-view. It's even filmed at the Impact Zone as well, so it's just going to be like another episode of Impact, I think. Sorry to be so negative again.
I think the only possibility is that you have Mick Foley come at the beginning of the show and just completely tear everything up, you know, change the whole show around, the whole card, etc., you know, and have some really decent stuff on there. You keep the main matches, i.e. the heavyweight title match, maybe offers, maybe, you know, Anderson could be chucked in there by Foley. Or you have...
From storyline perspective, though, that they wouldn't do that because Anderson's sort of on the feud with Foley. He's blaming Foley for not getting his one title shot back. I just sort of think they should do that, but they won't do that. It'll be whatever they've done now on paper. It's interesting to see how they further feuds. I just sort of think there's definitely two matches here that need to end. The Mickey James Madison Ray feud has to finish. Same with the Jarrett and Angle feud. I just sort of hope that finishes. I'm looking at Abyss and the Crimson, sort of Samoa Joe coming into that. I just sort of think there's loads of wrestlers they've left out on this card. I don't know what Carl's opinion of this is, and North Sean.
I just want to say here, the guys in the chat room here has put WLHDU, which you can find at his blog, which is wrestlingslasthope.blogspot.com. He's wrote, guys, the reason they were revealed on TV rather than pay-per-view is because Spike are only concerned with their product, not the pay-per-views. I think that's actually a really good point he's making there. You know, Spike aren't gaining any money at the pay-per-view, really, as far as I know. They're only making money off the TV show from selling ads, etc. It'll be interesting to see, you know, will we have different ring ropes color? We could even have the six sides if Mick Foley decides to do something really crazy.
Can I say something on that last point? Everyone probably has forgot that ECW was originally on Spike, and they made like Paul Heyman's life a nightmare and ECW's life a nightmare. They were demanding stuff like this, demanding that they all the major angles and all the major matches were on free TV. It pretty much killed that promotion. I don't know what Carl thought of that. Did you hear that, Carl?
Are you talking about their network angle with ECW and TNA?
ECW and Spike TV, when it was on there, Spike done exactly the same thing. They demanded that all the major angles were on TV free. It pretty much killed ECW.
Oh, yeah. But it was TNN first. But I was talking about this at the beginning of the show. I think it's ridiculous. It's backwards booking with TNA, always booking for their TV shows. But with that in mind, you know, pay-per-views aren't drawing anything anymore. WWE's losing pay-per-view buys by the month. Everybody's streaming stuff online. The pay-per-view business has taken a huge hit. And UFC has also dominated a lot of buys. So I can understand why they're shooting for, you know, the TV ratings, and Spike is probably their biggest source of income, actually. I'm pretty sure it is. But I don't know. It is what it is, I guess.
I've got to be honest with you, though. If it wasn't free for us in the UK, we get it on free TV, I probably wouldn't order this pay-per-view. I just sort of think for the money they're going to charge, it's not really worth it as such.
I just want to say, though, how much they care about their product. I mean, today, you know, I was able to come on before the show, about 2 hours before the show, go quite simply type in TNA, the date of the show yesterday, part one, and, you know, I was able to get it in 720p HD. Off YouTube in full. It's, you know, if you're really that interested in keeping your product not available to everyone, but as, you know, like away from, for example, over here we have Sky Sports, and Sky Sports are really strict on anything that gets shown illegally. They shut down as quickly as possible. But TNA just don't seem to do that. They just leave it there. And unless it's top rated search on YouTube for their, like, TNA China, then they don't close it down. It's just silly. I don't get why they do it. You know, just shut the thing down. It's common sense. Protect your programming. I mean, it's madness. But, I mean, have we got any more thoughts or opinions on this, guys?
I just sort of think, though, the next few months in TNA are going to be very, very crucial. I think they sort of got to get some structured feuds. It'd be good to see them actually have some feuds for the title that are actually thought up and different. New wrestlers getting pushed, not just the same old wrestlers. And there's serious rumours that Hulk Hogan's going to have a match with Sting. I heard that the other day. I just hope it's not true. That would be a nightmare. It's not
nah, I want to see that.
We're in 2011 now.
That's going to be an excellent match. Yeah, yeah. I can't wait.
Seriously.
I'll be ordering the pay-per-view. Yeah, yeah. You know, who doesn't want to see Sting versus Hulk Hogan? 2011.
Dude, that's taking the company to the top.
let me guess something, though. I don't mean to turn this into a comedy, though. I heard another rumor that the Ultimate Warrior is going to come in and it's going to be a triple threat. Yeah, I can't
God.
Wait.
I wonder where you heard
that
from.
No, I'm joking. I'm kidding you. But I did hear about Sting and Hulk Hogan, and that's I hope that that won't happen.
Yeah, but it's looking like it more and more each week. That's the sad thing. And if, from what I remember, watching lockdown, I haven't watched Impact in full yet. I've just seen the majority of stuff. It definitely looked like they were going to have a match.
That Hogan going around with a metal pipe, he looked like such a moron. He's just going around going, oh, I'm going to hit the network person, blah, 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 blah. It's sort of like, well, you look really, really stupid.
You're going to hit the guy that's paying you thousands of dollars.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Yeah, really clever idea. Yeah.
You know, if TNA was smart, you know, Anderson wins the title at Slammiversary, and then you put AJ Styles up in the main event. I'm, you know, get the younger guys back up there.
I like that.
It's never going to happen, though. That's the thing. Until someone actually comes in with a young, fresh mind, or someone like Paul Heyman, who actually knows what they're doing. And, I mean, have any of you guys seen that there's a guy who used to write movies and stuff is now setting up this wrestling promotion completely funded by fans?
Yeah,
I
mean,
I heard that.
Yeah, it's I don't know how well it's going to work and stuff, but at least it's giving, you know, the fans the chance to actually see who they want pushed, not these old guys. I mean, I think if you ask a survey of who actually wants to watch them on the top, are you actually going to see that? I just don't get it. It's tiring that we have to keep going over it and tell them, you know, week in, week out, this is what you should be doing.
That promotion you're talking about is actually named the Wrestling Revolution. I don't know if it'll work or not. I sort of think it's going to be interesting. I just don't think something without major funding is going to do anything. Look at how many promotions have gone bust. I don't mean to be negative. They had WWA, that went bust. WCW obviously went, ECW went, USWA's gone. It's just, I think the wrestling industry is just so hard. I think Vince McMahon's got so much of the market, he sort of just dominates. I just sort of think Vince McMahon's always around, it's always going to be like, pretty much.
One, the guy is offering, you know, if you pay, I think, like $25 or something, or fund $25 towards it, you get 50% off a Justin TV stream. Isn't Justin TV close to being shut down anyway? To start with.
What a bad deal. What is this guy thinking? You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. As if you can't go out and find your own streams. It's just a laugh. Like, this guy goes, this project will only be funded if at least $100,000 is pledged by Thursday, August 4th, 4:34 p.m. Who's this guy going to bring in? Nathan Jones? Scott Hall? I don't know. I don't really care. I just sort of think, who's actually out there that's actually going to compete with WWE? Like, as if this guy's got a chance. And this guy reckons it's going to be on BBC, apparently. Yeah, BBC are really going to touch wrestling. Stick it off the channel.
Oh, BBC, I cannot imagine that ever happening again. BBC.
After The Apprentice? I don't think so. It'd just be a laugh.
They'll be on CBeebies.
Or something, I don't know. It'd be a laugh.
Yeah, after the Teletubbies or something like that. But anyway, guys, any more comments on TNA and how crap they are at the moment?
Well,
I don't know.
Let's not call them crap. We'll just say they're not good.
Okay, let's say they're a good company with good wrestlers, with stupid bookers, and too many old people. Is that fair?
I'll tell you this right now, and I'm dead serious. I am dead serious here. TNA will be number one in 6 months.
In 6 months? Okay. Right, I'm going to write that down right now.
I'll have a little wager on that.
Don't call me.
Okay.
It's about as sure as Manchester United of winning the title that TNA won't be champions in 6 months, and Man United are about a point off going into football. Sorry, my own personal favourite. But let's go back and carry on with what we were saying. I mean, the thing with TNA is, if you look at them back about 3 or 4 years ago, they must have seemed so much better then. Now, I just sort of think it's just full of heavy wrestlers that can't work, like Hernandez and other people. Where's this World Cup? Is that as you said earlier? They need to bring that back. They used to have all the Lucha Libre and all the people from AAA. Perhaps they could form a partnership with New Japan or AAA. I don't know. I know it's the majority of the wrestlers that used to be in TNA have gone to AAA.
One thing I'm going to say is that I bet you before this X Cup, they will build it less than they have for Over the Limit. I bet we will get to about 2 weeks away and they will go, oh crap, we've got nothing.
Sorry to interrupt you. Is this X Cup actually going to go ahead? I'm actually really excited. I haven't heard anything about
that. I know
that would be really good.
I know the pay-per-view is definitely meant to be based around the X Division. Whether it's going to be an actual X Cup, the rumours have it that it is going to be an X Cup, and I heard that from Carl Patton's very own IneedWrestling.com. Good plug there. But no, I think it's meant to supposedly going to be an all X Division pay-per-view, or all pretty much. But they actually do an X Cup. I mean, that'd be fantastic if they do. And I mean, I'm just going to chat this here, but instead of having countries, why don't you have promotion? You could have TNA versus ROH versus CZW, for example, versus New Japan, I mean, how many different companies have you got out there? You know,
I don't mean you to could... screw in your like little plan, but I think the thing with it is certain wrestlers are going to demand to win. I don't think top stars of, like, for example, Triple A promotion will drop to mid card as a TNA. It's just sort of who wins. If it's structured, fine, but you have to get people in that are a lot worse than TNA to make it a bit more like to make them actually job, because I'm sure TNA predominantly want to put their own wrestlers over. I don't know what you've got to think.
I just don't know. I mean, it's a possibility, isn't it? You know, get the companies over, even if they have to pay a little bit of money to get some national TV exposure, you know, what, a few hundred dollars to put their team in it. And then TNA, even if they're not getting paid, but they say, we'll fly over the guys. I mean, who isn't really going to want to be flown in? We're getting asked if we Stu should call in. He's a massive indie fan. Yeah, Stu, go for it. But we've only got about 4 or 5 minutes.
Call us,
Stu. Over here. Pardon?
No, I was just calling a shout out for Stu.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But no, it'd be an interesting one. There's no doubt about it. I think he's calling in right now, guys, actually. Hello? Hello? Apparently it's not. Hello, you're on the air with Sean, Kyle, George. Can you hear us?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're loud and clear.
Yeah, I can hear you.
So we're just talking about indie wrestling and New Japan going to TNA.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, like just put in a chat room that obviously the idea of it is for someone like me who likes indie wrestling is a good dream, seeing Ring of Honor. New Japan, well, not so much CZW, but them type of people working with TNA for obviously doing something for the fans, because obviously a fan like myself, and I would love someone like that, but it is just a pipe dream, I think. I can't imagine TNA just even going down that route of doing a X Division type pay-per-view. They're so stuck in the ways, and Hogan's got so much, you know, stroke, so to speak. Sorry?
Hulk Hogan's got so much creative control, I think is what you're trying to say. Is that correct?
Basically, yeah. Likes all his pals, so to speak, to be there. And, you know, and I think until he's gone, which, you know, I thought was going to be November just gone. Until he's gone and Bischoff's probably gone. And someone younger, more, who's up with the current scene, so to speak, he's at the top booking and doing the writing.
But bear in mind, the booking coming from Vince Russo, he's booking the whole lot. As much as I like his work, it's sometimes a bit, like, off.
I mean, Carl, you were going to say something there, weren't you? Go for it.
I hate to change the subject just a little bit, but I'm just curious of your thoughts. I think Samoa Joe is another guy that should be pushed towards the main event. Again, he's been a world champion, we know that, at least TNA, some people don't consider that necessarily world championship, but he's been at the top before, and I think his in-ring work is definitely good enough to be there. I don't know necessarily Mike skills, but he's definitely got the in-ring work. I wish they'd push him.
I
agree.
He's sort of been beaten so many times now, lost that whole killer thing, but I remember his matches with Angle, they were really well class. But I don't know, I think Samoa Joe, they sort of made so many jokes of him now. Could he ever be up to that standard again, realistically?
I mean, guys, we're going to need to wrap this up quite quickly now. I mean, we've gone over the time. But I just want to say, you know, if this did ever actually happen and we had the whole different companies come in and have the X Division-based pay-per-view, you could have AJ Styles or Samoa Joe turn heel on TNA and join up with ROH or just something like that. I don't know what you guys think, but I mean, we'll maybe discuss this next week. Stu, if you're still there, won't you plug your blog, mate? I know you've been wanting to do so. Go for it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you plugged it earlier, but yeah, it is wrestlingslasthope.blogspot.com. Doesn't get updated as much as it should, but it does get updated with articles and stuff, not just from myself, but from other people. So check it out, anyone that's listening. If you can, please, and send any feedback in if you feel the need to. Thanks.
Yeah, Stu, it's great to have you on. I know you're going to one of the NOAH UK shows tomorrow night, I believe. If you're around, definitely call in and get But I'm going to let you go, buddy. But thanks for calling in once again. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks guys. Good. Great show, guys. Nice one. Great show.
Cheers. Bye. That was Stu Rogers, as we said there. But guys, I think we'll wrap it up tonight. Carl, why don't you plug the blog, the website once more?
All right. INeedWrestling.com, news columns. And as you pointed out earlier, Sean, we are doing radio now. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter, /INeedWrestling on Twitter. And then search INeedWrestling on Facebook. Thanks a lot.
Guys, if I can just get you to stick around for 2 minutes, I just want to explain the what we're going to do next week. But I just want to say again, wrestlingslasthope.blogspot.com and Fight Life magazine, you can get an issue for $3 or $4 even, sorry. It's a brilliant magazine. I have written some personal articles in there. Search it in Facebook, in Google. It's the first search that comes up. And it's been a pleasure speaking to you as always. Stick around on the phone. Thanks for listening, guys. Appreciate it. Good night.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.